Welcome to the One Small Change podcast. I am thrilled that you are on this entrepreneurial journey with me, a journey of exploration and transformation. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I've been an entrepreneur for almost 30 years. And so I have a passion for sharing experience and passing on, the small changes that have, they seem small at the time, but they can have a huge impact. So thank you for joining me. And this week, we are going to be talking to the amazing Jay Brother. Jay, I already said to you that you have made a huge impact on my entrepreneurial career. So please tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Yvonne. I'm so happy to be here with your audience today. My name is Jay Fairbrother, and I'm known as the Mastermind Guy. And the reason that I'm known for that is that I help coaches, healers, speakers, and thought leaders to create their own high-end mastermind programs so they can scale their business to a real sustainable business that actually pays your bills and accelerates your revenue beyond six figures. The reason that I do what I do is that I've been a serial entrepreneur for 30 years, and I founded, bought, and sold companies and had some massive success and some massive failure along the way. But the most consistent thing I've done, at least for 25 of those 30 years, has been my participation in facilitation of and creation of masterminds. So I am a huge believer in the concept of peer learning. And I think it's especially important for coaches, healers, speakers, and thought leaders to be able to create programs that go beyond training, group coaching, courses, et cetera. And we can talk more about that part.
Well, there are a couple of things. I think I created my business really backwards. I mean, it's like if I it's one of those things, if I knew what I had known, and so I think part of what you're saying that I think people need to know much earlier, I think, in their career is one is that you need to have a community to help grow your business, whether you're creating the community or you're part of a community. And so, in terms of making masterminding, creating a community, what place in a somebody's entrepreneurial business does that happen at the right time? The model that I kind of use is called BEST. It's like building your basic, expanding your essentials, scaling your success, and then becoming a thought leader. Do you have to have a lot of people on your list or a large following to do a mastermind?
You actually don't. And that's one of the reasons that I love, teaching this concept to people is because, you don't need that big, huge, fancy sales funnel with all the branches and automations and that kind of thing. You are trying to create a group of 10, 20, maybe 30 people in your mastermind program. And so you don't need 2,000, 5,000 people, on an email list or that kind of thing. You need a couple hundred people, maybe even 100 or 50 that you can talk to, and that move that will want to follow you in terms of your thought leadership, and you can put them into that more intimate, higher end program to scale your business. So one of the statistics that I love to throw out is that if you have a $1,500 course or a $1,500 coaching package, you need 67 clients just to reach six figures in revenue. And to get 67 clients, you're going to need a big email list and a fancy sales funnel. You can create six figures of revenue with 8, 10, 12 people in a high-end mastermind where you get to work with them for longer periods of time. So instead of a 6 or 8 week course or a 3 month group coaching program, you put people into a 6 or 12 month mastermind program, and that's just their initial commitment. If you design the programs correctly, you actually can keep people for years. So one of my signature talks that I do is how to attract and keep clients for 3 years, not 3 months. And that's all around how you create the mastermind and the container and the program so that you allow for that to happen.
Okay, so I think a lot of just the title mastermind, right? A lot of people think, I mean, a lot of the clients that I work with are, part of what I'm doing with them to attract their best client is helping them be more visible. And so, there's a gap between where I am and where I think I'm going to be a master, to have a mastermind. How much of a deterrent is that?
That's a great question. So people have to have a reason to love you and a reason to think that you can help them in whatever part of the journey, whatever the next part of their journey is. But that doesn't mean that you have to be, this huge authority figure, and you need to be a little further ahead than the people you're helping. But really, it's about communicating how you can change someone's life, how you can help their business. And as long as you can articulate that and get people to trust you, and what I always talk about the difference between know, like, and trust and know, love, and trust. People aren't going to spend $5, $10, $20,000 a year in your program if they don't know, love, and trust you. So they're not going to do, they're not going to typically jump into a mastermind for 6, 12 months at $10,000 or $20,000 after a single, one-on-one conversation, right? You've got to create some experience for them. You've got to create something where they feel like they've gotten value and that they spend enough time with you to be able to trust you enough and think that you can really help them move forward. So I think a lot of the misconception out there is that like you can only create a mastermind once you already have like a low end offer and a course and then a group coaching program, and then one day you can graduate and have a mastermind. And it doesn't, you don't have to follow that ascension model that's so common in the thought leader industry.
I have to tell you have dropped so many nuggets in that. So I want to try to unpack a little bit of it. So the first one is that in order to be an authority, you only have to be further ahead than the people that you're the authority for. And, I found this so interesting because for myself, probably the way that cleared this up the most was, someone said there's what they call like the ultimate expert. The ultimate expert is you're one of five living presidents. And not, most of us are never going to be in that elite or the majority, that elite. So don't make that the bar that you're shooting for because it's so unrealistic. But you just have to be ahead of the people that, that you're helping, right? And I
Yeah.
think one of the things, one of the ways that causes them to love you is that you're imperfect, that you're not so shiny, that they can see that they could actually do what you're doing, kind of thing, or use your solution. So that's one nugget that you talked about. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, 100%. That's one of the reasons I love running a mastermind is because I don't need to pretend to be anything that I'm not. I show up with all my flaws and weaknesses. And when people are in a mastermind with me, they get to see all the mistakes I make. They get to see the times that, I do something and it fails. But they also get to experience the successes and get to learn the strategies and tactics that create the successes as well. So that's one of the most important things about, being a thought leader in general, but especially with mastermind programs, it's like you get to just show up as you are and help people, get further along in their journeys.
And I think that kind of blends in what I tell people is, Your flaws and the weirdness about you, your unique power is what makes you stand out to other people, that they can relate to you and say, I did this too. I mean, one of the things that I tell people all the time is, our whole education process, from my perspective, was built on an industrial model, so that you could be a follower and you could follow instructions. We don't want you to be an outlier. We want you to be in line. And that's, you have to do the exact opposite of that, right? So that people can go, oh, you're not so polished and stuff. And the last thing that I want to say before I forget it is that you mentioned it earlier is people don't need more information, because you can get information anywhere. What they need is how do I implement this information? And a mastermind is a great place to go to bounce your ideas off of people and get feedback. I mean, if you're in a situation where, and this happens all the time to me, where I get excited about something and I say to my kids, oh, they go, please, mom, no business. Do you know? I mean, you need that community for people who can appreciate you and appreciate what your genius is and what you're doing, where your family, typically your genius is the thing that your family thinks makes you odd. Do you know? So I think that that's, a mastermind is a great, when you are in the right mastermind, this is what I found, that you feel comfortable, you can say, you can blurt out anything and nobody's not going to take your head off for it.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the nuances of creating a mastermind that will last for 3 years and possibly even longer. I mean, I was in one mastermind for 17 years because every month for 17 years I got value from participating in that group. And I'll take the information piece a step further even, because you're absolutely right. Like in this age of AI, and we're just getting started with that. I mean, AI can teach you or train you on anything in the world for free already. And so every single day, the value of content and training and information goes down. But what AI can never replace is human connection. And that is, the world is starving for human connection right now, right? Like, the World Health Organization recently created an entire commission to address the global crisis of social isolation and loneliness. And when you create a mastermind, what you're doing is creating a safe container where people can show up, ask the stupid questions without judgment. You're creating a family of choice where the person organizing the mastermind hand selects the people that they allow into it. So it's not just whoever can write a check. And when you create that safety in the container, that's where you get deep human, real relationships develop. So it goes beyond the transactional, like, okay, here's how I handle your situation or that kind of thing. Masterminds usually get very personal, even if it's organized around business. A mastermind can get very personal very quickly if you create the container and allow for that vulnerability and trust to develop.
And I think that you don't get that, in group coaching so much, at least not in the group coaching that I've been in, and particularly not in big programs. Even in a small group coaching, you tend not to, you're kind of there, and it's like, what can I get, and what do I need, I would, you told a story a while ago, about, this has to do with the personal connection, about the long-term connection you had. But something happened to a member, or I don't know if it happened to the member or it happened to you, and people from the mastermind came to help, reached out.
Well, yeah, that's part of my story. So, I'll give you the short version. So my first company, I had built up to $10 million in annual revenue, and I sold it back in 2004. And then 2008 came around and the world financial crisis began. And over the next several years, I lost everything. So within a few year period, I literally went from being a multimillionaire living in a mansion to living in my friend's basement, broke, bankrupt, divorced, alone, and ashamed because I had for 15 years built this identity as this really successful serial entrepreneur. And there I was sitting in that basement, didn't even own a car. The support that I got from that, I was in a couple of different masterminds over the course of that whole period. But the one in particular, the one I stayed in for 17 years, the support that those people gave me, like I can't even really articulate. It went way beyond financial support, emotional support. I mean, they literally carried me through the most difficult time in my life. And the people in that mastermind are lifelong friends. As a result. So it the mastermind can have that much power, but it's also a great vehicle just to, fuel your business, grow your business, or work with clients for longer periods of time. So you can have masterminds of there are many different types of masterminds. There's different ways to structure masterminds for all different purposes. A lot of people think it's just for entrepreneurs, but a mastermind is a great vehicle for people who do personal development or healers, because again, you get to work with people in an intimate container where you create the safety, but you get to work with them for 6 months, 12 months, or 3 years, not these short periods of time that people, go through your program or hire you.
One of the things that you said that I want to highlight, I guess, is, and you've said it in a couple of different ways. You've talked about not being transactional. You've talked about relationships. You've talked about community. And I just have to say that I just want to acknowledge you that at the beginning of my kind of affiliate marketing, and as I was changing the direction of my business, I met Jay. And I have to say that he actually walks the walk and he does what he says. He is probably one of the most generous people that I have ever met. He's very successful what he does. He has a great program. He's got a great gift for you. But he took the time to help me when I really needed it the most. I mean, he didn't know how badly I needed it. And so I think that's the other piece that sometimes we're missing as we try to become an authority or an expert or stand out in the crowd, is you don't have to give up your humanity or the thing that makes you generous and helpful in order to build your business. Because in a sense, I think as an entrepreneur, you're also building your life. You don't have to be, I win, you lose, because that's, I don't think that's sustainable. I mean, at least not anymore when people are looking for real connection. So I'm not gonna keep gushing, because this is really
No, keep
personal.
going. It's okay.
This is just really personal to me. And just a very small thing is, when I was looking at being an affiliate, and I was concerned about how people knew which client, who the client belonged to, Jay said this to me. First of all, I felt like I had said something really embarrassing, and he was really quiet. So I was like, I stuck my foot in my mouth, and he said, "The choice is always the client. Who they go with when you're doing group things or affiliation is strictly the client's decision. It's not ours." And when you deal with better quality people who are not dealing with scarcity, you don't have problems like this. And so I want to impart that wisdom as well, because it totally changed the direction I was going in, and it changed the way that I felt about myself too. So all right. So
Yeah, and that touches on, something that you talked about at the beginning, which is just sort of the imposter syndrome piece of it, that you don't have to be this, like sitting on a mountaintop as this, elite person that is untouchable. I've learned this in business in many different ways over the last 30 years, but you never know who you're speaking to. So that person that you're willing to help out when they're starting out, they could, very quickly surpass you on the mountaintop. And you don't know who, you can't predict which what are the ones that will do that and which aren't. And you never know how somebody can help reciprocate for you in the future. So, thank you for having me on the podcast. That's one of the ways you're reciprocating for me, trying to help earlier.
And one of the things I say is if you put yourself on a pedestal, you got a better chance of getting knocked off. Do you know? I mean, that's the way it is. All right. So give us a couple of actionable steps that people should think about and, things that they can do.
So the first thing that most coaches get wrong is the whole concept of niche and avatar. And while those are important concepts, anytime you're putting yourself out into the marketplace, they're even more important with a high-end program. So, example would be if I want to go out and create a mastermind for entrepreneurs, well, that's what I call fishing in the ocean. What kind of entrepreneurs? What size entrepreneurs? How long have they been in business? What industries are they in? And when you try to, first of all, it's very hard to stand out in the marketplace because you're marketing to all entrepreneurs or just about any entrepreneur, anyone who's willing to write a check. By niching down and figuring out a narrower niche, what I call fishing in a pond or stocking your own pond. That's where you start to stand out. And then even within that, figuring out who your avatar is. In my parlance, that's your purple fish.
I was going to say
Figuring
that.
out who your purple fish are, that are the clients that you love working with. So for instance, if you're listening right now and you've had past clients, you have some current clients, you have your past career that whatever you did to build your expertise in, think about the people that just lit you up when you got to work with them, collaborate with them, and these can be, they don't have to be clients. They can be former employees, former bosses, vendors. And you look at creating a group and targeting the people that you are thrilled to wake up every day and help and work with.
And
If we start there, then everything else gets easier.
that's kind of what I say to people is what is it that in your program, and you have a client's what they got is what you promise, but what was it that they got that they didn't expect? That's your unique power, and that's the thing that makes them walk away trusting and loving you. So, all right. So we know who and when you I think the other thing is entrepreneurs don't feel like they can say, no, you're not my right client, because particularly in the beginning, you're looking to get,
Yeah, any client, right?
and it will drain you. It will take energy out of you. You will work much harder and you will not get the results. They're never happy. All right. So that's one thing.
Well,
No,
I want to add one clarification that's important based on what you just said, is that that's why people are so resistant to getting a narrow niche and really figuring out who that purple fish is, because they think, well, I don't want to, that I don't want to only work with those people. And what they sort of misconstrue is that you will still attract others outside of that avatar or that pond that you're fishing in. You'll still get other people, and it's fine to sell them, a course or a lower end program or even work with them one-on-one. But for targeting it, creating like a higher ticket program, which is really the only way to sustainably build a business, is by having a high-end program. We could circle back to that one as the second point. That, that's where it's really important that you get as narrow as you can in terms of the who your right fit client is, who your purple fish are.
Okay, so I can't believe this. We only have a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to ask you to quickly give us a couple other tips and then tell us about the, You know, maybe this is the thing. Here's the tip. Go to the workshop. So talk about that. Talk about the event, to make sure that people, that's an action that people definitely can take.
Yeah, so I do a 3-day virtual event called Six Figure Masterminds Bootcamp. I do it 3 times a year. And everyone listening, because you're a fan of Yvonne, is going to get a free ticket to come to the next event. In these 3 days, we help people understand what masterminds are and what they aren't. We help everyone conceive of a mastermind that they can create for themselves that's unique to them, because no one should create my mastermind or your mastermind or Napoleon Hill's mastermind. You have to figure out what are the pieces of the puzzle to put together, take advantage of your superpowers, but more importantly, deliver the most results for the clients. Then we start working on who are your purple fish? Who are those ideal right fit clients for you to attract and invite into the mastermind program? Then, this is all still in the 3-day event, we help you create a simple funnel for how you move people from no like and trust to no love and trust, so that you don't have to have that big, huge email list or the fancy sales funnel with all the branches. And then we help you start to be able to talk about the program you're creating so that you can walk out of the event and actually have a conversation with some people about the program you're going to be creating. And we give you a plan to what you're going to do over the next 90 days to implement. So all of that happens in the 3 days. It's my favorite thing that I do, is running this 3-day event. And I've had more than a dozen people tell me, and even put it in writing and video, that it's the best 3-day event they've ever attended.
So if you just take everything he said, those are all things that you need to be looking at your pro whatever you're doing, what you need to be looking at to see if you've got those pieces in your programs. Okay. So, all right. I can't believe it. We're out of time and I still have stuff to talk to you about. So here's your question. When was the last time you did something new for the first time?
So this is embarrassing. So it's we are recording this around the holidays, and just the other night I watched the movie Love Actually for the first time. And I kept, as I started to watch it, I'm like, I can't believe I've never seen this movie before, because I know people talk about it all the time. It's one of those movies people watch like 6, 8, 12 times. And the embarrassing part is that they should issue like a warning or something, like, do not watch this movie if you're not in a relationship and feeling alone at any point. Because I was like a bucket of tears through most of the movie just watching it. But it's a great movie. So
It
I'm glad
is.
I finally stumbled upon it.
Oh, I am so glad you did too. All right, guys, this has been incredible, and we've got to call it to an end. I'm so sorry. But there are a couple of things that I need you to do. I need you to subscribe and engage on social media and other podcasts. And you know, the reason that I do this is to help you to supercharge your business through connection. And it's my way of trying to give back to the community and help it be vibrant and to help you fuel your quest for growth and for change. And when you join me for the One Small Change, you're going to get some tidbit that's going to help give you some kind of monumental transformation. It's the little things that, you know, it starts as a little shake and it ends up as an earthquake. And so I hope that you will share this with other people. And if you haven't done it, you can go back and see not only the first episode, but all the other episodes that are there that'll help you grow your business. So, Jay, if you would want us to leave with a quote, what would it be that we can remember you by? Or a nugget?
Yeah, so I have so many. So I think that the main thing to keep in mind, or let me put it this way. So many of us, when we're trying to start a business as a thought leader or grow a business or establish ourselves, we think about, I've got 25 or 30 years of experience doing X. So what program can I create? What package can I create that people will buy? And what I challenge people to do is shift your perspective and think about what is the program you would create that you would be passionate about delivering? And more importantly, who are the people that you want to wake up every day and that you're going to be passionate about working with them and helping? Because when you surround yourself with those people, everything becomes easier.
So true. So true. All right, guys, that's it. So I want you to remember, we're talking about change, and change is simple, but it's not always easy. It requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to step out of your comfort zone. And sometimes for some people, that can look kind of silly, but it's worth it. So I hope you will join me on the One Small Change again every week as we embark on a journey so that you can have a bold vision and come up with innovative possibilities. And if you haven't seen any of the other podcasts, you may want to go do that. But until you join me the next time, stay curious. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.